See, Ramona, you can't trust anything. In these games, you can't trust anything. No lead is safe. No lead is safe. Utah State just scored a touchdown, and there's still 10 minutes left. There's still 10:09. This fourth quarter, I mean, Ramona, we have the lead, and we need this game to end. But doesn't it seem like this fourth quarter is taking forever? I mean,
it does. I remember looking up when you were talking about it earlier.
Right, we're not even 5 minutes in.
The first quarter had just started, and I'm thinking 15 minutes of football is a lot longer than life 15 minutes.
I have something.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have something funny to tell you about that from the other day. But okay, so here's the only good news that I see in this, Ramona, is that this is now a 27-14 game. So it's now a 2-score game, and there's still over 10 minutes remaining. And the backup quarterback better than the starter. But here's the only good news. It's that even if they score 2 touchdowns, they would kick 2 extra points and they'd win by 1. And Utah State is a 3-point favorite in our contest. So therefore.
Yeah. And what does that say? 2 ways to win.
That's right.
That's right. Never lost unless the spread is wrong.
It's exactly right. So I'm still very optimistic at this point, Ramona. Now, if something else goes immediately wrong in this possession after the kickoff, then I'll be less optimistic. But stop the airplane signals. Stop. On the rest of this deal, we'll just go over what you and I picked, and then we have to get to the games that actually happened this weekend. We both took Southern Miss. We both took Ohio. This is crazy. We both took Cal in the big Cal-Hawaii game. I'm not at all sure about that. Do you know that they are 26-1 at home versus the spread in their last 27 under Chang? So that doesn't make me optimistic. You can get in 654-7627. We both have Cal. So we both have the same games in the first 5. Finally, we have a difference. You took Central Michigan and I took Northwestern. I just don't see any way Central Michigan covers that spread. They sort of suck. So you and Morgan, who had been copying off my homework, You both took Central Michigan here. You took New Mexico. I took Minnesota. I may regret this one. I'm not at all sure about this. The only reason I took Minnesota is because of Fleck and his 6-0 bowl record. But I'm not at all sure about that. I think New Mexico might be the better team. I'm just counting on a mistake there or something. But I understand anybody picking New Mexico, I get that because I think you can make a strong case. Minnesota is a 2.5-point favorite. I'm not sure how they're a favorite, to be honest. But what do we have? You took New Mexico, Ben, New Mexico. What do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we have more New Mexicos. So we have 7 New Mexicos. And then FIU and UTSA. We both took FIU. How about that? Oh, there are a lot of FIUs. Way more FIUs than I thought there'd be. Texas San Antonio's losing all their players. I think that's a problem. Clemson, Penn State. You took Clemson. I took Penn State. I'm sort of shocked at this.
You took Penn State?
I did, and I'm sort of shocked at the number of Penn States I'm saying.
I didn't want to take them because they just now replace their coach.
That's actually a big deal because it's not just that they replace their coach. It's that basically all of their coaches are gone.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah,
the
so
whole
it's not just players. They've lost a bunch of players, just like Clemson has.
That's what I was
but the
thinking.
Difference is Clemson still has their staff, and Penn State's whole staff has gone elsewhere.
Yeah, and they took so long to do stuff that I just thought that.
Yeah, that's a question. 4 of the 6 in the morning, Ramona, took Penn State. 2 of the 6 at night took Penn State. So it's 6-6. Penn State and Clemson, 6-6. Part of why I took Penn State's the weather, quite honestly. I just assume that the weather won't be great and that will favor the team that is used to playing in it. Because there's nothing – I don't have anything to go by in that game, let's be honest. We don't even really know who's playing. We don't know fully who's playing for Penn State as yet. So it's not it's not an ideal situation. Both teams have a ton of players out. But Penn State has their whole coaching staff out. So I think that's worth noting. And if Clemson wins, I think that'll be a big reason why, that Clemson at least will have some continuity there. Pitt and East Carolina. We have 1, 2, 3.
Got East that one different, you and I.
Oh, yeah. I have. I took Pitt, and you took East Carolina.
Did.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 East Carolina. So 7-5 Pitt. Look, for me, it's the quarterback. I mean, East Carolina star quarterback decides not to play. So another of these quarterbacks, these ungrateful bastard quarterbacks who benefit from going to a university and improve their status, and then they just abandon their teams.
I don't think that, especially when it's so hard to hurt the quarterback, you know, they're so protected. I don't think that's fair.
No, we have a mess. Okay, let me do something right here. See if we can do this. I forgot to mention this to you earlier, so let me see if we can. Let me see if we can do this, Ramona. I am going to retweet something, and then I want you to see if you can play it. All right. We might have to do it later. We might have to get to it later, because it doesn't look like it's going to cooperate right now. But all right. And now, Ramona, you have the list of games, because now in an effort to do that, I've lost the list of games. You have a list of games?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
We're on Pitt and East Carolina.
Yeah. So okay, we went opposite here.
Yeah. The next one's Army and UConn.
Yeah.
So I took Army.
Why?
I'm not going to take UConn.
Really?
Not for football.
Well, do you know that the only 3 games UConn lost all year were in overtime? That they're a 9-3 football team. That all the only 3 losses were close losses in overtime.
Yeah.
They beat the ACC champion Duke.
Yeah. Okay. And okay. So tell me all that, and then take Army yourself.
Well.
So
okay.
What's up with that, dude?
Okay, I'm going to. I'm going to answer it for you, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to answer it for you. I 100% would have taken UConn in this game.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. If their whole team didn't decide not to play.
Oh, no. They just opted out for
Mora Jr. Went off to Colorado State. And
They went to go to another college team?
See,
that's even worse. Well, I mean, if you think you're going to the NFL, that's one thing.
I don't know where Fignano's going. I don't know what his deal is.
Worse.
He's a 7-year college player. Okay?
Oh, he's going to another college.
I don't think he's eligible. He had a great year at quarterback for UConn. I mean, a great year. I would 100% have taken.
27?
He's been in college for 7 years. This was his 7th year.
25?
His 7th year in college as UConn quarterback.
He must have degrees everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure he
You should at least, if you're going to stay that long in college, you should be the smartest football player with all these different degrees. When you get out, you can just have your choice of what you want to do for a living.
Degrees everywhere. That's just too funny.
Well, I mean, what else is he doing with his time?
Okay, it looks like he's aiming for the NFL. That's what these articles seem to be saying. So he's accepted a trio of All-Star Bowl invites. I will say this. He had a tremendous year, and he's 6'4", and he's like 230. And he probably does have NFL skill set and traits. So But he's getting to the party late. We'll see. But, yeah, so he's out, and they're all out. So I took Army for that reason. Because nobody opts out at Army.
No, you shouldn't.
Well, you can't.
Well, you can't.
Well, you can a little. You can. We have seen a player or two. Georgia has a player that came from Army.
Really?
Yeah. But for the most part,
that's, I didn't think they had that for same mindset.
Right. For the most part, that just doesn't happen. Yeah. And so Army's good to go. Everyone's good to go. You know, they're gonna turn the full force of the U.S. military on poor UConn, who everybody quit on. So I went with the Army for that reason. What's that spread? Was it like 9.5 or something?
8.5 Army.
Yeah, 8.5. I went Army. What did you do there? I went Army.
Yeah.
How many Armies were there? Or how many UConns were there? Either way.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 what?
6.
6 what?
UConns.
Okay. 6 whats don't matter. If it's 6, it's even. Are you following me?
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, I'm just counting them for you. You asked me to count them, did you not?
All right. Paul and Henry. Paul, how are you, Paul? Good to have you.
So next year will be his 8th year. You know what you call them normally, don't you? Doctors.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think in most of these college football cases, Paul, we're probably not calling the 8-year guys doctors.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That was just a joke. Yeah. That was in the movie Tommy Boy. Yeah. Tommy Boy been to college, and they said, yeah, normally we call you a doctor.
Might be more like homeless.
Let me ask something, Walt. I run this by the early guys this morning, and I don't know I hadn't heard you talk about it, but I'm getting so tired of hearing about all these people talking about James Madison getting blowed out and Tulane getting blowed out. But isn't it always been blowouts? Clemson beat Ohio State 30-0, Notre Dame 30-3. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, just because if Notre Dame got in there, who don't know they didn't get blowed out again?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's 100%. It's 100% right. And of course, you know, all the smart people know that, and was all over social media, was that, you know, it's an antitrust situation. So the way it sits right now, there's nothing to even talk about because the G5 is getting a team in. Now, I think that could change depending on, you know, what kind of I think playoff expansion is at hand. All right. I think that in January, they're going to announce, in other words, in like 30 days, they're going to announce that the field's expanding to 16. And
can I ask you something before you go on that?
Yeah.
Are they really 12 teams here that can win the national championship?
I think you can make the case that Texas could win the national championship. And if you ask Diego Pavia, he would tell you that Vandy could. Do I think most years there are? No. But do I think it benefits college football? Yes. I'm completely against this notion of reducing the field. I'm completely against that. I think that
yeah, me too.
I think that it's good for the game. It evens out the playing field. It makes more areas of the country engaged. I think that further helps to balance college football. We have over 130 teams. We ought to have playoff teams. And so to me, 16 makes sense. 24 probably makes more sense.
I've had several. Where they don't belong. They don't belong.
You know, again, Paul,
Notre Dame, Ohio State didn't belong when they got blown out. And there's been several blowouts every time.
Right, and every year in the NFL, teams get blown out, and a lot of those teams don't belong either, but they still make the playoffs, and you still have to play it out and see what happens. Look, the ball is a funny shape, and funny things can happen, and teams can have bad games too. First of all, it's an antitrust issue, but look, to my way of thinking, what the correct system, and if you don't apply favoritism, in other words, if you don't apply favoritism to the major leagues, in other words, if you don't have any preset number of teams that the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get, for example, then I don't know why you can't negotiate a deal with all parties whereby in a 16-team field, You have to qualify within the top 16 vote-getters in the final college football playoff poll. And that would eliminate any team that's not deserving. So, in other words, in this particular year, neither Tulane nor James Madison would have made it based on that. But last year, Boise State would have made it. And prior to that, you know, in the past, Cincinnati, when they were really good, would have made it. And I think those teams were all deserving to make it. I just don't think we had a deserving one necessarily this year, although I think James Madison acquitted themselves pretty nicely in the way they competed. I haven't even got to that yet, but I'm going to.
Isn't Billy Napier going to James Madison?
He is. So that'll take care of that program.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think he's a I think he's a bum.
They will be even better.
No, I think he's a bum.
They'll just keep on being.
Yeah, I think he's terrible. I think he's terrible, and if he dares to call the plays, which he says he's not going to, then you can just put a fork in the whole James Madison program. I think that program is strong enough to overcome him if he stays away from the offense, because quite honestly, every single defensive coordinator in the SEC was just laughing when Napier was there because they knew exactly what was coming on every single play.
And that's a shame, because I believe James Madison was really headed for greatness, you know, in their league.
Yeah. Well, look, they're on their level, they were a sort of a Boise State type program.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, Walt, thanks for taking. Hey, you and have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Paul. Merry Christmas, Paul.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. We appreciate the kind words, and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. And if I neglect to tell you by the time tomorrow, look, even if we argue, I consider you all family. And I think most of you know that if anything ever happens to a member of your family that I'm aware of, I will make every effort to contact you about it, because you people do the same for me. So that's the way it works. Hey, look, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. Whatever the issue is, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. You know, call David Green. You don't need to move to Idaho and live off the grid and fish with Henry Winkler. I mean, you could do that one weekend, but no one wants to fish with Henry Winkler every weekend. He's too darn happy. Call the Green Law Firm. Don't fish with Henry Winkler. On vacation, it's fine. But other than that, you live here. Stay where your feet are, as Dabo Sweeney would say. Look, call David Green. He's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right options, find you the right answers. It's the Green Law Firm. They understand the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. It doesn't matter whether he put liens on your property, garnishes your wages. David will help you. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-794-271-7940 in English, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. Quick break. We'll be back.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe. It's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
It's time to kick off the perfect tailgate and take your team to Ingles. Chips and guac made fresh in store every day. The best meat in town packaged fresh every day. And smiling faces giving you their best every day. Let's be real, in the South, football season is our favorite season of the year. There's a lot to smile about, especially with deals like these. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
The first Noel, the angel did sing, was to certain poor shepherds. In fields as they lay, in fields where
what's so funny? I didn't get get that.
This
you
is mean, where I get.
Was
this
that,
is where,
was that
no,
a joke?
No, no. This is where I get in trouble, though. You know.
Was that supposed to
no,
be?
No, no, it's, no. No, it's just okay. Making me think of what I told you earlier. You know, so I get a message.
Okay, so you did. Okay.
So I get a message from a slender woman who is a runner, right?
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And this chick runs like 10 miles every day, which is just like insane to me. But in any case, you know, and I tell her you should eat donuts, you know, because she hears the donuts, and she refused to eat a donut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so she said on Audi Crux, she said that's because she's eating donuts.
No.
And I'm like, no. I said, that's false. I said, Audi is eating whole pigs with extra sweet applesauce.
Okay.
This is way beyond donuts. Hey, you're the one who started this. You're the one who started this with you said when I posed the physiological question earlier, strictly from a scientific standpoint, I posed the question about how is it possible that she can play basketball
and
run up and down all day and
be that size?
You said you said she's putting down. She's putting down more than she's.
That's how
right.
It works.
Okay,
you put
so,
food
that,
in,
right.
And then you have energy.
Okay.
And you use the energy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Try and get yourself out of that now. Yeah.
No. I'm not trying to get myself out.
Yeah,
but that's what I meant.
Yeah. Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You might remember we met some back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us. They want to remind you about the affordable, reliable, and trusted option that they are for all your tree service needs in the upstate. That's a fact. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing for any kinds of hazards. Well, listen, the upstate is strong winds and wind gusts, and we know these trees don't root deeply in this red clay. So trees can fall. They can hurt you. It happens. It would have happened to me without the services of Brian Franklin and Franklin Tree Service. They saved me. They saved my home. That's a fact. Helene devastated my property. I mean, devastated it. My entire woods were wiped out. I mean, I had like 50, 75 trees down. And the trees that I had Brian Franklin remove and with his guidance were the ones that were around my house. They were on the outside of the wooded area. So they were the ones in closest proximity to my house. And as you probably guessed, they leaned towards sunshine, which means they were leaning towards my home, all of them. And I had a close call experience with an oak tree that came down between my home and my two-car garage and came to rest against my AC system. And that was my wake-up call. So let it be yours. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065. 864-947-9065. Tell them I sent you. You know, Ramona, do you remember, like, at the start, I compared her to Wes Unseld? And I said, she's really built like the proverbial brick blank house. Are you there? Is this thing working?
I thought it was.
Go.
I thought it was just brick house. I didn't know there had to be a blank in there.
Well, there is a blank in there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's a blank in there.
Well, then I must not know it.
Yeah, yeah. You must not know it.
Okay.
It's a four-letter blank. I'll let you figure it out.
Okay, okay.
All right. So the reality is. Now, some of you people on the text line are going to take exception with this. She's not. I don't really think of her as fat.
She's thick.
She's thick.
Is that what you use?
Yes,
thick?
She's thick. But I don't really think she's fat. You know, she.
That's why I asked you how tall she was.
She's like a she's like a condominium. She's like running into the side of a brick wall. I mean, she's just
when she does all those things, she doesn't even look like. She has no expression. Like,
she doesn't like know anyone else is making contact with her.
Like, she's just going along and playing like she's the only one on the court.
Right.
Like, she doesn't know she knocked that girl down. It didn't look like
right.
It.
Right. Know? She's like, how could I have knocked that flea down?
I didn't even feel anything.
Right, right.
It was a mosquito
I didn't even
bite.
Feel that flea. Right. Yeah. The fleas are all hitting the ground, and I didn't even.
I didn't know.
I don't remember touching them. Alan, how are you, Alan? Good to have you.
Hey, doing fine. Well, I have totally missed what sparked that conversation. I can only imagine maybe you're talking about the Iowa State basketball player. Am I right there?
I am. Audie Crooks. She played a game against Kansas, and one of the women's basketball networks posted the highlights. And I wrote that she committed 20 offensive fouls and 3 felonious assaults, you know, in the highlight package, and none of them were called. I mean, if you ignore all that, then yeah, she was unbelievable. And it's not that she doesn't have skills. She does. But you just can't allow her to do the things she's doing and not call those fouls, because she should have fouled out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's averaging like, what, 25 a game?
Yeah, I mean, you think she's unstoppable. WNBA,
you think that she'll be drafted?
As a left guard in the National Football League?
Let's don't go there. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey,
she'll be drafted, but defensively at the pro level, she's going to have to cover somebody. And WNBA teams will front her. They're not going to play her the way Kansas did the other day.
Yeah, you got a couple things. And first of all, thanks for all you did for raising money for Red the other day. What a great organization.
Oh,
great
you're
job
welcome.
Doing that.
You're
and
welcome. Thank you.
Those folks really were benefited by what all you did. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Couple quick odd questions. I don't follow much the high school stuff, but any details or word what's going on? Why the BHP head coach just all of a sudden got let go? I guess it's due to the fight in the game, or do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I mean, I know of it, and I'm trying to remember who I first heard report that. I think it was somebody on our station, but maybe it was Mike. I don't know. I don't remember where I first heard that, but it was a shocker. Maybe it was Don Munson, actually. I can't recall, but
yeah, that's okay. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, but it was a shocker. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know how that would.
Okay.
I don't know how that would impact it. Yeah, I don't know.
Last question: who are your top 2 or 3 for the Michigan head coaching job? If you've already discussed it, I apologize. I just got on the air.
No, I think Kalen DeBoer makes sense. I still think he's unhappy at Alabama. If he gets bounced in the next round, I think it begins to make more sense. I think you have to note that Michigan has not hired anybody yet. They could have, you know, one of the names that has come up is Jed Fish at Washington. Well, Fish has been available certainly since their bowl game, and I don't hear any news of him being hired. So I think that the possibilities to me mean that it could still be somebody who's coaching, or it could be an NFL coach. I think those are the likelihood guys at this point. I think Fish makes some sense, and if they wound up at Fish, I don't think that would be the worst hire. But I think maybe they're still aiming for DeBoer, and if the rumors that we hear about DeBoer in the state of Alabama are true, then I don't know why DeBoer wouldn't go to Michigan. If that thing is open to him, if he really hates Alabama and Alabama doesn't love him, again, they probably love him a little more after beating Oklahoma. But again, lose to Indiana, and that'll go away quickly.
Yep, and last thing, I really like that you're okay if Clemson's OC stays with the team. You're all right with that.
I
know they got to get some pieces, but anyway, I'll let you run with that, but maybe comment on that if you don't mind. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, I think Garrett Riley, for the most part, put his team in position to win this year. I know people love to pick and choose. It's easy. It's easy to target one guy, easier than targeting your whole team. So I think that's what people take comfort in, and the reality is that his quarterback the first 4 or 5 games of the year was atrocious. I mean, just the worst quarterbacking I've ever seen at Clemson, quite honestly, during that period of time. And it got better. I think that Garrett Riley abandoned the run in several games this year, which I think was a mistake. I think it's a mistake that he's cognizant of. I also think that I watched him at TCU, and he ran the ball. He had his top running back had rushed for 1,600 yards. DeMarcado, the second back, had rushed for 700 yards. It's in the NFL. He believed in running the football. He ran the quarterback, too, which he couldn't do here really this year because, you know, Cade, just not much of a runner, and you couldn't risk injured him physically. So he didn't have really that luxury either. And so I think it makes sense not to create massive upheaval if you don't have to. I think there's some areas that need change. I don't know how the Garrett Riley situation ends, whether he's back or not. But, yeah, if Clemson – first of all, it's not my decision. But if Clemson decides to bring Garrett Riley back, I'd be fine with that. I would. And I think if you do bring him back, I think you should play more to the things he wants to do. I also think – I think there's a chance – listen, we're a long way away from this, okay? But I think there's a chance that next year's offensive line, 2026, is the most athletic offensive line we've seen at Clemson in a long time. I'm not going to say great, but I think this year's offensive line, by and large, was a disappointment. I don't think it was I don't think it was as bad as people made it out to be. It certainly wasn't issue number one. I think the quarterback play and the failure to commit to a run game impacted your offensive line. When there was better commitment to the run, the offensive line looked a lot better. And they didn't give up a million sacks either. Walter to the Road Rage, quick break.
Give the gift of wow this year. Shop at Harrison's. They'll be all smiles and new Carhartt. Harriet has layers they'll love, and there's nothing merrier than a new pair of boots. Nobody has more boots than Harrison's, including Tecovas. In fact, Harrison's is the only place in the upstate you'll find Tecovas. Get gifts for the whole family at Harrison's, the home of Work Western, and wow! Not sure what they'll love? Try Harrison's gift certificate. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or at harrisonsusa.com. Nothing says wow like a gift from Harrison's.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176 or visit cantyconfixit.com.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Your holiday party doesn't need another banquet room. Take your team to Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym. It's active, social, and fun for all ages and fitness levels. Want more space? They can arrange a private room. Want to bring your own food? No problem. Celebrate together this holiday season, bonding, laughing, and climbing. Reserve your date now at blockhaven.com/groups. That's blockhaven.com/groups.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap, he sleeps.
Oh, whom angels greet with that of sweet. While the good shepherds watch all keep.
Gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him.
The King of Kings, salvation.
Texter 934 Ramona says, a very long time listener, never called, love hearing your show. Thank you very much. He provided the info on Ohio University coach Brian Smith. The allegations are apparently multiple extramarital affairs, leaking over. I would guess that's the direction it sounds like they're suggesting, but they're also suggesting a massive alcohol problem.
One lead to the other,
including public intoxication at school events. So yeah, so none of that sounds particularly good.
None of that sounds. You can't gloss over any of that.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't sound particularly good. So I don't know. See, this is it. I was just going to bring this up, so I'm glad Texter 720 beat me to it, because this was the next thing I was going to say, Ramona, because you saw it. You yourself, Ramona, what did you mention like 5 minutes ago regarding this game? What did you mention?
That they were already acting like it was over and it had a minute 40 left.
You said they were celebrating.
Yeah, they were celebrating.
They were celebrating.
The Gatorade. One kid had Gatorade.
Right. But the point is they were celebrating.
They were celebrating.
That's the point I've always raised, and that's what Texter 720 just brought up. 6-6 Washington State just beat 6-6 Utah State, and the Washington State players and staff couldn't be happier. They're all absolutely stoked. Bowl games don't matter, quote unquote. And then he says, yeah, right. Exactly. We've said this forever. If you actually watch these bowl games, and I watch them all. I watch them all, whether we're in any contest or not. I watch every bowl game. They all matter to these kids and the staff. They all matter. And all you need to do to understand that is to think about yourselves. Think about yourselves. In other words, in a football situation, in many cases, for these kids, these are the last time that they're going to play with their boys in a game that matters. It's the end. It's the end of their career. It's one last moment, because when you ask players, I'm not talking about the elite of the elite who go on to the NFL, but even with those guys, when you ask them what they remember, what they miss most, they miss the relationships that they had in college with their teammates. That's what they miss. And so this is one last chance to rekindle that, one last time to go out together, one last moment to share. That's what it is. And that's why it's important. That's why it's important to all these kids and all these players. And you know what? If the top 1%, if the top players on the shelf don't share that and they want to quit, let them. Because it matters to the rest of them.
Now, well, I mean, if they want to quit and they don't, they're a downer, then, you know. Well, if they want to quit, you want them to go.
And again, look, we know there's some ugliness behind the scenes, and I want to get to a little bit of that at some point here. But the reality is that the games matter. And it's like this, it's like Texter 720 said. You just watch 2 6-6 teams playing. They're ecstatic. They're loving life. They are thrilled to have played the game. And that's the reality of what it is. That's how it is. They all matter. They all matter to the kids who play them, and that's who they're for. They're for them. They're not for you or for me. They're for them. People always get this twisted. It never ceases to amaze me, the nutcases, Ramona, the nut jobs who sit there and say, you know, I don't care about any of these bowl games. Who cares whether you care? Watch Walt Disney, okay? We don't care whether you care. Right. We like football. All right, most of us like football. That's why that's the passion. So in a very short order, there's not going to be any more football. And then you'll be killing for Washington State and Utah State. So, look, I enjoy it all, and I enjoy the camaraderie and the end of the process for a lot of these kids, and it matters. It matters. So I think that's the truth about it. If you actually sit down and you watch the games, you'll see it in every single game. They all matter. They matter to all these kids who play them and the coaches who coach them. They matter. Texter said, look at those smiles. They're so happy. Right. That's the same Texter. He's 100% right. They're ecstatic. And like I said, you know, you don't necessarily share the same bond with people like you might play in a summer league with. But even if you're a crappy summer league team and you're at the end, a basketball team, you're at the end of the summer and your team isn't even going to make the playoffs, but you have one more game, you still play the one more game like it's the freaking Super Bowl. Because you compete. If you like sports, you're a competitive person by nature. I mean, I'm like hyper competitive in everything I do. I don't care what it is. And so are most of you who are listening. All of you are probably competitive, maybe to more or lesser degrees, but probably every person within the earshot of my voice is a competitive person. That's what it is. Zach in the 706 says, amen, brother, all football is great. Right. Exactly right. And as soon as it goes, we're going to hate it's gone. But the people, and I just don't get these people. The people who complain about, we have too many bowl games. I mean, shut the hell up. Who's asking you? Don't watch them. Right.
You.
Don't watch them. We care what you think.
There are lots of TV channels.
Exactly. Exactly. You can go watch Disney or knitting or some cooking show anywhere else you want. Go ahead. Be my guest. I'm not surprised.
Knitting. You think if they don't want to watch football, they're going to watch knitting.
That's right. I was trying to think of the worst alternatives I could. At least that I could get away with on regular radio.
I know. I know.
There's some satellite choices that I would have.
Right. I'm sure.
Yeah. Jason says, would rather watch 2 6-6 college football teams play than watch the WNBA or Major League Baseball. Or, excuse me, not the WNBA. To watch the NBA or Major League Baseball. Right. He says, that same Texter says, the summer is long for me. Right. I get it. Texter 720 says, it's 8 friggin' months until college football comes back. Season is so short. Exactly. Exactly. Texter said, if it's men's league softball or bowl game, it's called pride. Right. Right. And as a competitive person, you still want to win. you still want to win. And like I said, in many of these situations, this is their last moment together, the last moment with their teammates. And that's what it means to many of these kids. We're not going to get another chance. So, yeah, I mean, 100%. How about this, Ramon? Texture says, ask us old men about games that don't matter when memories is all we have left. Would trade for anything. See, you know, again, you go back and ask any player, even ask the guys who play in the pros, ask them what their fondest memories are. They're all about moments that they shared with teammates. That's what they're about. That's what it's about. That's what it's all about. So, yeah, I mean, 100%. Terry said, well, I'm off the rest of the year, and my TV stays on bowl games. How about that? Now I want his deal. Texas said, "There's always curling, right? For you non-football types. Honestly, every time I hear somebody in this industry say we have too many bowl games, I just want to take a brick and slam it off their head. I don't understand. It makes me violent.
What is their reasoning for that? It don't make any sense.
Well, the reason is because you don't really like sports. That's the reason. That's the real reason. The real reason is it's not the bowl games that the problem. It's you that's the problem. You don't like sports as much as I do. So you should actually probably be doing something else.
Nobody likes sports as much as you.
Well, that may be true, but I've noticed. But trust me, if you're one of these people who are out there saying things like that, there are a whole bunch of people who like sports way more than they do. You know, yeah, if you're one of these people.
It's people that know what curling is.
You know, these people in this industry who, for whatever reason, say, we have way too many bowl games. No, we don't. We don't have way too many bowl games. We don't have enough bowl games. I want more bowl games. I want it not to end. But I acknowledge that it will at some point. And again, is it perfect? No. There are issues. Tess said someone mentioned, Road Warrior says, someone mentioned she uses her size similarly to how Zach Edey does. Thoughts? Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, Zach Edey does to extent, but this is probably more Shaq-like than Shaq Edey and than Zach Edey.
This girl on the basketball.
Yeah,
team.
Yeah. Odie Crux is the subject.
Compared her to Shaq.
Yes.
Poor thing. That's a little abusive, isn't it? Shaq. One of the biggest humans, widest humans.
Yeah, but he's not as wide as her.
He's taller than her.
He's taller than her.
Okay, well,
but,
then that's.
But no, I mean.
Come on.
I mean, she's physically assaulting people. I mean, that's.
She is that girl. That one girl was like, I don't want to guard her anymore. Please.
Yeah, that girl is never showing up if they play Iowa State again.
I tore my ACL. I can't guard her anymore.
Right. Hey, listen, coach, I got a little tip for you. Unless you're planning on playing a 2-3 zone the rest of the game, I'm out.
It's that guard Gonzalez.
Right. You guard her, coach. You guard her. Yeah. Especially, coach, why don't they give her a gun? You know, coach. Hey, coach. Not only do I not want to guard her, but you know, why don't they just arm her with a club or a gun? Because they're letting her break every rule, and you sit there on your larder, and you're not out there getting technical fouls while this chick is running me over every time down the court. Because again, that coach should have been thrown out. I mean, the opposing coach should have 100% been thrown out. It should have been thrown out in 2 seconds. Because there's just no way you can sit there and let that happen. You can't. But that's in fact what happened. Let me tell about my friends at Moretti's and a great opportunity for you to help others. And you're running out of time. Listen, if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-385, of course, dinner as well. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden's the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road towards Malden. You're there in about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo New York style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza is thicker than New York City crust. It's incredible. Light, crispy, never doughy. The Buffalo wings, they're authentic. They're legit. They're the only real Buffalo wings you're going to get. South of Buffalo. So get to Moretti's for real authentic Buffalo wings. If you want something hearty but quick, try their beef on whack. It's the greatest roast beef sandwich you're ever going to put in your mouth. It's just on Parallel. You need to try it. Trust me. Right now, you can make a kid's holiday brighter, and you're running out of time for that. You need to act sort of immediately on this today, tomorrow. Bring a toy for their holiday toy drive. Get a free cocktail or dessert as a thank you for Moretti's. How about that? So let's do that, okay? Let's bring some toys to Moretti's and take advantage of that, and they're going to reward you with a bonus. Moretti's has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pasta, plus a full bar, great sports vibe. It's Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road, Malden, just minutes off of I-385.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local